Everyone, to Traveling with Françoise, or how about welcome back? We've been on the air since 11:05 this morning for the first hour of the show, and events. We talk about all sorts of events going on in the Coachella Valley. We had Aaron Scott from The Living Desert on, then we had Tracy Fitzsimmons from Olive Crest on, and then plus we were talking about everything going on in the next couple weeks because it is Thanksgiving weekend and coming up, and we're going to be off that weekend. So along with you, we're going to be watching all sorts of football, parades, eating, hanging out. And me, I'll be working, catching up on all sorts of things going on in my world. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. I told you, buckle up. It's going to be quick.
I know.
Yeah, but I think we're kind of settled down now.
We are. I'm just getting a hang of things again for some reason.
Yeah, all the buttons work on the board.
Right, and I'm not used to that.
Yeah, that's a shocker. We have a big board that Sean works. I'm on the other side of glass, folks, but he's in there with the headphones and the phone and all sorts of stuff. And for a while, someone spilled champagne on the board and half the buttons weren't working, but now everything works.
Now everything works.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do?
I got to relearn it.
Exactly. All right. Today's show is presented by Command One Security, keeping your home and business safe in the Coachella Valley for over 30 years. Let's see. We want to thank Swiss Donuts. We have just lots of stuff going on. Something I do want to just sort of give myself a little pat on the back of, and I probably will forget about it after this until I get the award. I was voted the 2017 PGA of America Desert Chapter Media Leader of the Year. So, yay.
Congratulations.
I know. That's pretty exciting. Took it away from Larry Bohannon. Larry's teasing me. And Rich Gilgallon used to win that all the time, too.
Well, now they're going to have to take it away from you.
Exactly.
This is where it's staying.
That's it. They have to take it away from me. So, and we want to welcome B. Olson's Jewelers back to Traveling with Françoise. Yes, they are back, and they have phenomenal, gorgeous jewelry. They have always had, but they have a whole bunch of new products that came in, and I've been looking at them on Instagram. They're showing them. And let me tell you, holidays are here. B. Olson's Jewelers at the Gardens on El Paseo, lower level. Get on over there. They have some just, and it's selling quickly too, because Debbie's been posting it on Instagram to show people what they have. And next thing she's putting up, sold. Yeah, just gorgeous. All right, today's number to call is 760-440-8255. We gave away some tickets to the Living Desert, Wild Lights. They weren't Living Desert tickets. They were Wild Lights tickets in the first hour of the show. And who won those tickets?
That was Frank in Rancho Mirage.
Okay,
Frankie.
Well, Frankie. All right. Well, he's going to go see some twinkling lights. We do have a set of tickets, another set of tickets for Wild Lights at the Living Desert. And we also have some for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, because they're going to be lighting up their lights shortly at the top of the big Christmas tree. It's just all lights, but it's a gigantic Christmas tree up there at the top of the tram, and there's a lighting ceremony. Sherry Belafonte will be doing that. So check out their website, pstramway.com. All right, and check out my website, Traveling with Françoise, because you still have a chance to sign up for that two-night stay at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego. It's phenomenal, plus dinner. The only way you could sign up for this is on Traveling with Françoise, and we will be drawing a winner on TV in the next couple weeks. I think the closing date is December 1st, so we will be drawing that winner on television, but you have to sign up on the Traveling with Françoise website. And while you're there, sign up for the bus trip that's happening January 31st to Quartzsite to go shopping for gems, crystals, all sorts of, or just hang out in a crazy funky town that's right in the middle of all their gem and mineral show is happening then. The town is full. It's really a lot of fun. They have the largest silver belt buckle in the world there. Bet you never saw that before. And on the website too, we have Tournament of Roses Parade grandstand seats and parking. You can sign up to win those. This is the only show here in the Coachella Valley that gets those from Sharp Seating, plus the parking. So all of it on Traveling with Françoise website. All right, I wanted to read an email. We get a lot of emails and thank you cards lately, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This one says, Dear Françoise, I wanted to write to say thank you for the tram tickets, which we were finally able to use last week. We thoroughly enjoyed a wonderful day, and the lovely, cool mountain air was delicious. We spent a couple of hours hiking the various trails and enjoyed the peace and solitude, the music of the wind in the trees, and the deep blue sky overhead, and the pleasure of a picnic lunch spread out onto a large boulder. Wow, I think Naomi's a writer.
I was going to say the same thing.
Can you picture all this in your head?
Yeah, I can.
Well, thank you again, Naomi. Well, Naomi, thank you for your beautiful description here of your day up there at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Wow. Love it. Thank you so much. So I do read every single email that you guys send my way, or letters. I get a thank you letter in the mail. I take whatever you want to send me. I truly appreciate it. All right. Thanksgiving weekend. I know for my Arizona folks, you'll be hearing the show next Sunday morning. However, you will still be reeling from Thanksgiving, but I want everyone to hear these numbers. AAA projects 50.9 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home from November 22nd through the 26th. The highest Thanksgiving holiday travel volume since, pick a year, Sean, what year you think?
78.
No, 2005. You were a little off there. Yeah, a little way up. Compared to last year, it's going to be 1.6 million more people. That's a 3.3% increase is going to travel this year.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of travel.
That
means that the valley is going to be packed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can feel it already.
Yeah. 89% of travelers, the 45.5 million, will travel via a road trip. And 3.2% increase from last year. They say the biggest growth in Thanksgiving travel is via airplane, with 5% more travelers flying this holiday weekend than last year at 3.95 million. According to AAA's Leisure Travel Index, air travelers will pay the lowest average fare in 5 years for a round-trip flight on the top 40 domestic routes, $157 on average, a 23% year-over-year drop.
That might be part of the reasoning.
Yeah, and if you're only going for 4 days, you just don't need a lot of stuff, clothes. You can take a little carry-on bag, and you're good to go.
Set, yeah.
Yeah. Rental car averages, though, have increased, and that's big business here in the Coachella Valley and all the snowbird locations. Rental car averages have increased 34% to $70 a day.
I think they're getting hit by the ride-sharing stuff. Like the Ubers and the Lyfts.
Right. Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, because you don't need to rent a car.
Huh. Interesting. Car rental rates have not been that high since 2013. And some hotel prices have also increased. AAA Three Diamond Hotels have increased 14% on average to $176 a night. But two Diamond Hotels dipped to $117 per night, a 5% decrease. I guess people are stepping it up a little more.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Triple said the top destinations are, and not Palm Springs, but Orlando, Anaheim, Disneyland, of course, New York, Honolulu, Las Vegas, Punta Cana, Cancun, San Francisco, Maui, and Fort Lauderdale.
Sounds like a good itinerary. Just follow that around. Hit all the places.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that the weather holds up.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about that big storm that's supposed to clear through Thanksgiving weekend. I know I'm going to be going to New York for 4 days, December 6th through the 9th. And that's my biggest thing is I hope we don't get some sort of blizzard.
Right.
Yeah, because I want to go see all the holiday lights. I want to see Rockefeller Center. I mean, that's the reason.
You're going to want some snow, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a blizzard.
Yeah, right. Not a blizzard. I want to be able to walk around and sightsee because the reason I'm going is to see the holidays in the East.
Right, which needs snow.
Yeah, which needs snow. And to see the famous Rockefeller Center and all sorts of stuff. So that is what I want to do. And so that's the plan. That is the plan. And hopefully weather will definitely work to our advantage. Yeah. So I guess on that note, we can probably step aside for just a minute. I do have Wild Lights tickets. And I do have tram tickets to give away, and we're going to find about Santa on the Sea. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. All right, before we get into industry news, and this segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration. Give them a call at 760-321-1111. They are in Rancho Mirage, and they do a phenomenal job over there. And they have a lot of holiday events coming up. We finally were able to get him to give us a call because they have been so busy over at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road. Joining us is Rocky. Hey, Rocky, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Francois? How are you doing?
I am fine, thank you. And you guys have just been rocking it over there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. A lot of things going on. I know a lot of people bringing their vehicles in to get them all, you know, serviced before the holidays, which is huge. They want to get that done, you know, right now. And you have a full service department there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. We have full service. Yes.
Okay. Well, I keep seeing, Rocky, of course, everyone knows I drive an Atlas. I have the new Atlas 2018. I love my Atlas. It's the Volkswagen, folks. It's their SUV, their large SUV. And I got it at Coachella Valley Volkswagen, who is the official transportation provider of Traveling with Francoise. Now, Rocky, I keep seeing on television all these commercials about zero this, zero that. What is happening? Tell us about this big zero deals specials going on now.
Oh yeah, this new deal that Volkswagen has is fantastic. It's zero down, no first payment. We pay the first payment for you, and your drive off or a lease is completely free, zero, no money whatsoever. Just come down here and check us out.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Can I bring my car back and then drive out again? No, no, that is fantastic. Those are fantastic deals. I've been seeing that on television. Now, tell us a little bit the selection of cars that you have. I know you have brand new, you have 2018, 17s, you have some pre-owned vehicles. Give us an idea of what you have on the lot there.
Well, you're going to come down here and you're going to see that we have the largest inventory of used cars, but not just used cars, also Volkswagens. We have over 100 vehicles. Mm-hmm. Everything from Golfs to Atlases, like you said, the new fantastic 2018 Atlas is fantastic. You got to come down. Also, we got 0% financing on all new vehicles and never heard of before on used cars with approved credit, 0.9 financing on used cars. Nowhere else in the world.
Holy smoke. And you have, like you were saying, a wide variety, not only just Volkswagen, but you have all types of used cars to choose from. Now, these are some holiday, lots of holiday specials going on. You have, you're moving out the 2017s as well to make room for the 2018s. Besides the Atlas, what are the 18 models out there like?
Well, the Passat is just fantastic. It's you got to come see it for yourself. It's one of our biggest vehicles that we have, a little bit bigger than the Jetta, and it's just very roomy. And also, like I said, with the deals that we're having, I mean, the rebates that Volkswagen is introducing for the sales for this weekend, it's going to be fantastic.
All right, Sen. And with us, folks, is Rocky. He is from Coachella Valley Volkswagen right there on Varner Road in Indio. Their number is 760-200-4000. But you guys, I know every time I call over there, you've been really busy with all the things. Volkswagen is just stronger than ever. They're doing a great job with all their vehicles. And I wanted to make sure, again, that everybody realized that your service department over there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen in Indio, it's not just for Volkswagen. Sometimes people, you know, they get stuck in their head. They think, oh, well, I can't go there, even though it's right close to my home because they just service Volkswagens. But you, again, service all makes and models.
Absolutely. Everything. Especially, like I said, we just finished off on a promotion that we're doing with high schools to raise money for all the sports and different activities that schools need money for. And we've been selling oil change tickets for $35. $70 oil change for $35. Now, $15 goes to the school. And the rest you pay here at only $19 for oil change. And we've been getting F-150s, Expeditions. We've been getting all sorts of cars. So we do have a full service. We can service any vehicle out here in the Coachella Valley. Another thing I want to remind really quick, because you're so awesome to us, if anybody comes in and mentions Traveling with Francois Show, we're going to give them lifetime oil change if they come and buy a car before the end of the year.
See, you guys, you have to mention. People always forget. They go look and they don't think, but you have to mention this. I will get this on the website,
yeah,
too. Oil changes. I mean, everyone, you need to get the oil changed in your car. Again, at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. And it's oil changes for your car. Just go in there and mention Traveling with Francois, buy a car from them. And people can also, you also lease vehicles there as well, right?
We do lease vehicles. As a matter of fact, that's what the zero down, zero first payment, and zero drive off is for the lease program. And again, we also get the zero financing on any new vehicle and 0.9 on used cars. And we do have a huge inventory of used cars, almost 100, 120 cars on the lot right now.
All right. And folks, so you hear you have a lot of options when you go in there. I'm sure sometimes people come in, Rocky, thinking that they want a lease, and then they just find out that buying is better for them. And then vice versa. I know you guys, the sales team there, you're really good about sitting down and talking to the customers and finding out what do they really need.
That's one of the things that we're going to do here. Yeah, definitely. When you come in, we try to kind of figure out what your lifestyle is. And if you're, you don't drive too much, then maybe the lease is perfect for you. But if you drive a lot and you need an extended warranty, then we're going to offer that as well as part of your package.
And a lot of times, Rocky, sometimes I don't think people sit back. They get all enamored. They see a new car. They fall in love with it. I've been victim to it. I've done it before in the past. And I think that's the car I want. But I now you really have to think about your lifestyle, not only whether you're going to lease or buy, but what are you going to use that vehicle for? Sometimes a little bit larger or a little bit smaller vehicle really is going to work out better for you in the long run. And that's what you guys try to find out over there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. What's going to be the best fit for your customer?
Exactly. And that's kind of like what we try to do. Like, I had a customer come here looking at a big truck. And one of the things he mentioned to me is that he commutes to San Bernardino all the time. I go, why would you want this big truck? Wouldn't this feel better for you? And obviously, he made the choice to go with the smaller vehicle with the gas mileage and all. But that's something definitely we're gonna try to figure out what your lifestyle is. Because if you're just buying a car, you fall in love with the first one and you buy it, and then 6 months later you're down the road, you're upset about it. So we try to figure out, make sure what the right fit is gonna be for you. You know, so that's very important.
Very, very important. And again, folks, the holidays are coming up. You're going out on the road. I was just telling everyone, Rocky, how travel has increased so much this Thanksgiving and Christmas season. Get your cars taken care of. Full service over there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. What are your hours of operation in the service department, Rocky?
Service department is going to be open from 8 a.m. till 5 every single day. Saturdays, we're open from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. Sundays, we're closed.
Okay.
But definitely get your vehicle's maintenance. Okay. One of the things that we can do for you, if you come down here and you mention the show again, anybody whatsoever, come down, mention the show, okay, Traveling with Francois, and we're going to give you a free multi-point inspection right off the bat.
Okay, nice. Free multi-point inspection, folks, at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. So just mention the show. That's all you have to do. It's probably good, though, to call and make an appointment, or can they just show up?
Absolutely. Yeah, it would be easier for us because we are a little bit busy, and we love to help everybody out. But, yeah, definitely give us a call at 760-200-4000. Ask for an appointment. And most definitely ask for me. If you can't get anybody, just ask for me by name, Rocky Galindo. I'll be more than happy to figure out what's going on and make sure you get in here and taken care of.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, Rocky, I know I'm going to be in soon because my car is getting close to its, I think, 7,000-mile service or 7,500, something like that. So I will be over there to Coachella Valley Volkswagen soon. I'll be checking out all the new models there and just meeting my guys. I love my guys over there in service, George and all the gang. They do such a good job
Absolutely.
For me, so I always appreciate that.
And Armin sends you the best, number one sales manager in the world. Yeah. Armin, he sends you his best, okay?
He is great. And folks, Armin is a general manager. In fact, Armin is the fellow that you see in one of the people that you see in the commercial and Traveling with Francois television show. All right, Rocky, thank you so much. Appreciate how you are taking the time to give us a call and tell us what's going on over there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. Folks, take advantage of all that they offer to Traveling with Francois listeners. It's up to you. You have to do it. I can't do it for you. So Rocky, thanks so much. And you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, folks, there you go. You heard it. Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Their number is 760-200-4000. Go on down there, check out all that they have to offer, and take advantage of the multi-point inspection, the free oil changes, mentioned Traveling with Francois. Do it. Do it now. You know, it's always fun to ride around on the holidays in a new car, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No worries.
Yeah. Right. That's it right there. No worries.
You don't need anything thrown into your mix.
No. Well, I mean, you get to a point with a vehicle, you know that if you have to put in more money to take care of it than what it's worth, it's time for a new car. No worries. All right. What is happening in the world of travel? Well, the Department of Transportation has unveiled a research initiative aimed at helping military veterans become commercial pilots. This program called Forces 2 Flyers is slated to begin as commercial airlines in the U.S. face a growing pilot shortage. Under the program, veterans will be offered flight training up to the point where they can be licensed as commercial flight instructors. From there, the DOT, Department of Transportation, said trainees can use paid flight instructor jobs to obtain the remaining hours they need to qualify for the air transport pilot certificate that is required of U.S. commercial airline pilots. So again, this program is called Forces to Fly. The department said as many as 40 veterans could be accepted into the program. And they make that sound like quite a large number, but I think there's probably some restrictions that to be piloting a commercial jet.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. So again, if you are a veteran who loves to fly, check out Forces to Flyers, and you might be flying a commercial jet. And I had a whole list of things to know about travel, flying on Thanksgiving, but I just don't, we don't have enough time. But here, I don't like to start things in that. So I'm going to put that down for a minute. Let's see. What else do I have? The survey's overwhelming finding. There's a survey out there these days that passengers are empowered by technology and their satisfaction is typically directly related to whether they are able to use tech to its fullest capabilities. For example, 64% of respondents choose biometric identification as their preferred traveling token, while 74% use an electronic boarding pass or a smartphone in the last 12 months. Me, I just print mine out and walk up to the... That's it. I just like printing out my boarding pass at home and walking up.
And you know what? It's because technology can be scary. That's what it is. You don't want to get there and something doesn't pull up. Your phone doesn't work. You're
right.
Like me. You want something printed that you know you have.
Yeah. I've seen people get up there with their phone. It's not scanning on the and everybody
right.
in line's waiting. They all want to get on board the plane. And I think, well, just hand them a paper.
Those, you'll be right through it.
Yeah. The kiosks are so easy at the airport. Just
yeah.
do it. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll see if Donna Kalez called us, and she is with Dana Wharf Whale Watching, but they have Santa coming to town, so he's going to be on a boat right here on Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. All right, I'm going to talk about it. I haven't heard from Donna, so we're just going to keep right on going. The 42nd Annual Boat Parade of Lights happens December 8th, 9th, and 15th and 16th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. This year's parade theme is Superhero Holiday. You can ride on one of the boats in the boat parade. Yes, they have boats going out at night. It's just a lot of fun. Instead of you being on the shore watching all the boats, you can be right in the middle of it with all the boats. Now, on Saturday, December 2nd and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 to 2, Santa and his helpers listen to Christmas wishes during a 20-minute harbor cruise. Bring your camera and enjoy the tradition Dana Wharf has offered families for generations. It's a $5 donation to the El Camino Real Junior Women's Club is suggested, but they're free boat rides with Santa. And again, this happens Saturday, December 2nd and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 to 2. It's a free boat ride. Bring the kids. They can sit on Santa's lap and be cruising around the harbor out there. Really a lot of fun. Now, if you want to do the boat parade, they have $29 for adults, $19 for kids 12 and under. 2 and under are free. And again, all those dates would be on the website, danawharf.com. Really easy to get to Dana Point. You just take the freeway all the way. Once you get off the freeway, it's very close to, I mean, it's kind of funny. You get off the freeway, next thing you know, you're right down there in Dana Point. Right in the middle of it. It's really cool. I don't know why. It's one of those weird things where the freeway kind of goes down and comes around, then goes towards San Diego.
Right.
But gets really close to the ocean. So once you get off the freeway, you don't have that far to go. And there's free parking right there, too. Lots of parking. So, again, free boat rides with Santa on Saturday, December 2nd and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And bring the kids and go do something fun. And I bet they've never sat on Santa's lap while they're floating around in the water. And then the 42nd Annual Boat Parade of Lights, that will happen 2 weekends in a row, December 8th, December 9th, and December 15th and 16th at 7:30 to 9 p.m. And you can be out there on a boat in the parade, and it is DanaWharf.com. Of course, all their information is on the website, Dana Wharf. And last time when I was talking to Donna, she has a couple boats here. They actually charter some boats for corporate meetings.
I can see that. That'd be fun.
Did you see that? Yeah. I hadn't thought, because she has a couple boats, the name Boardroom and Boardroom, and then Boardroom 2. And it's a full crew, and they actually go out, take meetings out on these boats. So if you want to do something completely different, or a holiday party out there on the water.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. So DanaWharf.com. Check it out. Now, we have some twinkling lights at the tram going up shortly, and then at Wild Lights at the Living Desert that starts after Thanksgiving. If you would like one or the other, you can either have tram passes or Wild Lights at the Living Desert passes, two for either one. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255, and you can choose between Wild Lights or the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Okay, other industry news. At H Hotel Los Angeles Curry Collection by Hilton opened earlier this month. They're steps away from Los Angeles International Airport. Located on the eastern side of the airport near Terminal 6, the 168-room property promises convenience of an airport hotel without skimping on expected amenities, modern design, or a curated experience. So check it out. They're getting more and more hotels around LAX. And if you want to go somewhere, get away for the holidays with friends, go to the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Yes, the golf resort and spa. Their beautiful 18-hole golf course is open. They have the full-service restaurant, full-service spa. You're out there in this beautiful setting around the ends of Borrego State Park. Just fantastic out there in Borrego Springs. So it's Borrego Springs Resort. Wait, they changed the name. Golf Club Resort and Spa. Because they want to make sure you understand there is golf there. Fabulous. And they have some golf packages. So go to their website, BorregoSpringsResort.com. And again, all that information is on Traveling with Francois. Just go to my website and you're going to see past TV shows. And I'm just getting now, trying to get all these new episodes going for the holidays. Something about filming, you can't film during the holidays because when you're showing the show in, let's say, April and Christmas decorations are in the show, it doesn't quite gel right. So we have to wait until the holidays are over to start filming some of the new episodes. But they're coming. They're coming. And don't forget Angel View, too, right here in the Coachella Valley. A lot of our news is brought to you by Angel View Marts. Right now is a perfect time to do some of your holiday shopping at Angel View. They're all over the Coachella Valley and beyond. And if you have some items that you want to donate, gently used or new, please do so to help all the great programs that Angel View has going on. So go to their website, angelview.org. Okay, well, Sean is talking to some folks on the phone, so I'm going to keep right on going. Hong Kong Airlines lands in Los Angeles. Yes, and Hong Kong Airlines is giving its competitor a good run for its money when it comes to international service. Starting in December, Hong Kong Airlines will debut its service in the continental U.S. with the launch of the new nonstop flights from Los Angeles to Hong Kong. So congratulations to them. Just making our life just a little bit easier. And United's new flight, a U.S. airline milestone. United is now flying the longest regularly scheduled route ever flown by a U.S. carrier, and one that's a contender for the title of the world's longest by flying time. Let's see. Where is it going? In the distance, it's not the world's longest, but let's see. They are flying. United LAX Singapore is perhaps the world's longest. So there you go. All right. I think we have a winner on the air.
You do. You have Eddie, but I forgot to ask him what city. I kind of changed things up a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
So I had two winners. I took two winners, what I ended up doing.
Okay.
So Eddie was first, so I let him pick.
Okay.
And then you also had Sharon in Palm Springs who won the other one. So
oh.
I don't have her on the phone, but I have Eddie.
Well, how did you know that I was going to give the other item away? So that's perfect.
I just
okay.
Did it.
Good going, Sean. Good job. Well, let's talk to Eddie then.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, good afternoon, Francois. How are you? You're so generous. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. So I don't even know which one that you picked. What did you pick?
I you know what? I picked the tram passes. Thank you.
Okay, so you're going to go up there, and the date, I think, I want to say it's right after Thanksgiving. I think it's the second or the third where they're having their tree lighting up there. Check the website, but wait and go to when all the lights are twinkling up there.
Lovely. That's a perfect time, and look forward to it. And so it's exciting. Happy holidays. Can you believe it already?
No, I can't believe it, Eddie. I really can't believe it. Yeah. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
You know, hanging in town, it's actually going to be very peaceful and low-key, but then it starts back up on the 1st of December, and, you know, I head out to Del Mar for a couple of days, and it's kind of like back and forth.
Okay, good. Did you go to the Breeders' Cup?
I did not. Did not.
Okay. All right. Well, next year, let's make a day to meet out at the Breeders' Cup, okay?
Oh, that would be a fun time with you, of course.
Okay. Well,
for that reason alone.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's
listen, yeah, we're so enjoying the show, by the way, and catch snippets of the TV show as well. And actually just wanted to say, love the Salt and Sea piece, because someone that's not really familiar with the Salt and Sea, you really did a great job on that.
You know, thank you. Instead of all the doom and gloom and showing those dead fish that everybody loves to show, that one picture that's been used a million times of dead fish on the beach, really, there's so much more out there with Obsidian Hill and Salvation Mountain and all this quirky stuff that people from all over the world go to see. But right here in the Coachella Valley, they just stay away in droves. It's ridiculous.
There's so much more to see out here in this beautiful valley.
Exactly. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for calling in. Always fun chatting with you. Enjoy
likewise, Francoise, and happy holidays to you and your family and everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll see you. Chat later. How's that? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Eddie.
Okay.
All right. And then we want to congratulate Sharon, who we don't have on the line, who won the tickets for the Wildlights. And I was actually going to give those up, but Sharon beat you to the punch. So Sharon won tickets for Wildlights at the Living Desert, which start the day after Thanksgiving. So, and I'll have some Wildlights tickets to give away on the website. But don't forget, we have those Tournament of Roses grandstand seats plus parking contest going on the website, and the Kona Kai. Oh, just so many great contests on our website. And while there, you can sign up for our Quartzsite trip that's happening in January. People are signing up here and there. I can see the bus is now starting to get it. We're about a quarter full. So, everybody's going to try to sign up at the last moment. So if you're thinking about going, you can sign up now and then pay later. But the trip is on January 31st. All right. Well, that was a fun conversation with Eddie as well. Eddie has been listening to the show for, gosh, I've been on air 15 years, and I think Eddie probably has been listening for 15 years.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. So always enjoy talking to, and that's how I know these people. I know a lot of you think, well, wait a minute, is she friends with them? Did they, are their neighbors calling in and winning? No, I just have listeners that have been listening for 10, 15 years.
Yeah. And you get out into the valley a lot.
Yeah.
So
and
they're going to meet you and hang out with you. And yeah.
And then plus just the phone conversation. So when they call to win prizes and
exactly.
stuff, we just, I know like Gina and Doug, I know they've been listening for such a long time. They're like family. I mean, all these people are part of my family now.
Isn't it fun to catch them though? Like and put a face to the name.
Yeah,
sometimes?
It is.
I think that's the funnest thing, to talk to somebody that you've been talking to for a long time and then run into them for some reason and think, oh, okay, you get to kind of put a face to the name, and yeah.
It's true, and it's really cute usually how people do it. They'll kind of walk over and real quietly, they'll go, Francoise. You know, it's if they're making a mistake, they don't want anyone else to hear it.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So, and I'll look, and I go, oh, I thought that was you. And then they relax, but it's really cute the way people do it. All right, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have some more travel news to talk about. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, welcome back to Traveling with Francoise as we wind down this hour. Remember, McDonald's right here in the Coachella Valley, they have, Uber Eats? So you can deliver, you can order, and they'll deliver it to you. And don't forget to take advantage of those great deals from Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. They're really offering Traveling with Francoise listeners a lot. So please, please, please take advantage of it. And you can always talk to the general manager, Armin, if you just feel a little shy about it. Don't be shy. Or George in service. They'll say, hey, great to have you here. All right. 7 things to know about flying on Thanksgiving. Well, what's new? It says there are some recent security changes in place that travelers are likely to notice. Now, this is not just for Thanksgiving. This is holiday travel. Topping the list is a new requirement by the Transportation Security Administration that all electronics larger than a cell phone must be removed from carry-on bags for screening. Now, if you are in the pre-check lines, more than likely You know, flyers will be required to place these items by themselves in bins or go through scanning. Eligible flyers selected to use the pre-checked lines will be exempt, but all flyers should pack knowing that it's possible that they might ask you. So I was kind of confused on the laptop ban and all that sort of stuff. You're not banned, but they can, they're going to make you pull it out.
Right, and check it.
And check it. So just be aware of that. Airports will see a steady rush throughout the holiday period, but Thanksgiving is notorious for two peak days, the Wednesday before and the Sunday after, so keep that in mind. Allow extra time, expect busy terminals. A good rule of thumb for the holidays is to arrive at the airport 45 to 60 minutes earlier than you normally would.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so if you think, well, I'll go, you get there an hour, because Palm Springs, we are so spoiled here, because that airport's so easy to navigate. I mean, we are just...
I feel like it's one of those things that you have to kind of just accept that you're not going to win. Yeah. If you get there, like when you're supposed to, mm-hmm. you're going to be super early, you're going to get right in, yeah. you're going to be sitting around for a long time. But if you get there late...
Right.
Everything's going to go to the fan.
You're right.
And it's just not going to work out. So yeah. just you got to go into it. It's lose-lose.
It's because the thing, they'll make you unload everything and every one of the bags that you're dragging with
you. Yeah. How many times have you been sitting at the gate thinking, oh, I could have been here an hour later?
Exactly. Yeah. And the one time when I got an alert saying that my flight was delayed for an hour or 2 hours, I get there and they're calling my name to board.
Right.
They didn't bother to send me an alert that that had all changed, that they found a pilot.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. But all right. Let's see. Allow extra time. Pack smart. Pack your carry-ons with security lines in mind. Remember that unless you're eligible for the TSA's pre-check lines, laptops and liquids must come out separately to go through the screening checkpoint. So you're going to have to remove all that separately and have its own bin. All right. Keep an eye on potential travel trouble spots. They say watch the weather. They say watch the weather starting as early as 72 hours leading up to your flight. It may be sunny and warm where you are, which is always the case here, but there would be problems between you and your destination. So watch the weather, see what's going home, monitor it, and call the airline if you think there's a problem. And it says here, keep your phones and devices, electronic devices, handy. If your flight is canceled or delayed and you need to book a new flight, most people wait at their gate or head to an airline customer service desk to help get a new ticket. But they also have those reservation numbers. They say you should keep your airline's 800 number handy and just make a phone call from your cell phone, they say, or find an old school payphone, which good luck. I think there might be a few in the airport, but yeah, not going to find a lot of those. But that is, I noticed too, when there is problems now, a lot of times at the airport, that they will give you that number over the loudspeaker that you can call our customer service. Right. We have people waiting to help you.
Right. Work on it from more of a corporate level.
Yeah. Instead of standing in a long line at their customer service, because usually, like the article says, when something happens, everyone runs over to the customer service lines.
Exactly.
So you're not the only person there. There's 500 other people there
right.
trying to get the problems fixed. Yeah. All right. So just keep all that in mind. They say check your patience, too. Like Sean said, it's a no-win situation. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize the person that they're talking to didn't cause the issue that they're having.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. And it's hard. It's easier to say that than it is to actually realize it in the midst of things, but
right, yeah, because you just start panicking. You have all these plans, and we take it out on the person that's standing there at the counter. You know, we're going to board, and it is not their problem. Really, it's not their problem either. I mean, they're there for a certain job, and if things get canceled, all they can do is relay it to you.
They're the messenger.
Yeah, exactly. So just they say pack your patience as well, and remember too about wrapping gifts. That's really iffy because they're saying that the chances are they probably won't want you to unwrap your gift going through.
But they might.
But they, right.
Especially if it's an electronic, which a lot of gifts are.
Yeah, they might. So you're better off to not wrap it. I would say once you get inside, then just bring the wrapping paper and stuff with you.
Yeah, gives you something to do if you're early.
Yeah, then you can wrap your gifts there and you're good to go. But don't wrap them when you're going through security checkpoint because they do have the option to make you unwrap everything. Yeah. And look at it and then say, okay. And of course, if you wrap like I do, I don't know, Matt, I always try to make look really, really nice. But for some reason, when I'm done, it just sort of looks mediocre.
I don't even try to make it look nice because mediocre would be an improvement, I think, for me.
Really?
I never really wrapped.
I don't know what the deal is. Some people get these sharp
corners. Janet gets down. She goes in there and everything's. It looks like she ironed it before she gave it.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Yeah, and mine looks like.
Yeah. Mine's just missing the comic book strip. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. So what I do is I try to hide it with ribbon.
There you go.
Tons
or
of
a bag. I just throw it all in a bag.
Yeah. Okay.
dress up the bag a little bit.
Yeah, that's
some
not
tissue.
An idea. Oh yeah, you could tie a ribbon up at the top. So there you go. All right. Anyway, keep that in mind when you're traveling. However, if you have about 20 to 50,000 extra dollars laying around.
Just in the couch.
Yeah, just laying around. Singapore Airlines, they have new luxury suites on their A380s. And this is not just a suite with a chair that, lays back. This is a suite with a bed. It can have a single or a double or double beds in there. It has flat screen televisions. It folds up into an office during the day. It's all this for your long haul flights. I mean, I'm looking at the picture saying, wow, this would be, really nice to fly on. You can lower the divider, create a two-person suite if you want. But there is a price to it. It is their ultra high-end luxury suites. Like I say, the current suites can sell for more than $20,000 depending on the route. But if you want to accommodate two passengers, it's going to be about, $30,000 or more. So,
wow.
For one flight.
Wow.
If you're doing that, spending that much, you almost want to just charter your own private jet.
There you go.
Yeah. I guess, or maybe, I don't know. But it says there's a lot of perks with this. Full flatbed, flat screen, food, you name it, all of it. And this is on Singapore Airlines. So, all right, if you've ever been on one of these, just let me know. Take some pictures and let us all know so we can definitely drool. And perks go to loyal flyers, just so you know. Ever wonder how airlines decide who gets a seat upgrade on flights? Well, airlines say it's strictly by the book. Loyal customers are rewarded based on their status and frequent flyer programs. But some flyers insist that once in a while they get upgraded, even when they've bought the cheapest seat. Never happened to me. Airline AirfareWatchdog.com founder George Hobica, in an interview with the AP Travel Podcast, Get Out of Here, even suggests that how you dress and act could give you an edge. Now, that I believe.
I believe that because I get profiled a lot. So I can believe that.
Oh, you do? Because you're a big guy.
Just in general. Yeah. Got bald head and tattoos.
Tattoos.
Kind of throws things off a little bit.
Which, by the way, I don't even notice anymore. So at first, when I first met Sean, I thought, oh, man, I don't think I want to meet Sean in a dark alley at night. And you're the sweetest, nicest. But that's how easily you can think that you would kick somebody's butt. So, but you're the sweetest, nicest guy, Sean. You're such a great guy. And it's sad to even hear that.
Well, you get used to it, though. I mean, really, it doesn't bother me. At this point, it doesn't really bother me unless it's really, really, blatant and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't worry about it.
Yeah. Give people a chance. Give them a chance before you make suggestions. But the most thing that I remember about Sean, and I'll tease him about him till the day, if this ever, we go separate ways with the radio or whatnot, somewhere down the road when he decides to move out of the area, is the day that Sean said to me, Francoise, I don't like talking on the radio. Okay, Sean. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got me talking.
Changed you now. But it's a lot of fun. Love working with you. All right. So anyway, dress for success. And you might get upgraded to first class. Who knows? I will try that. Personally, I like to wear sweats.
You want to be comfortable.
I do. I want to be really comfortable. Especially you get wedged in between a couple people. And
right.
I don't know. You wear big bulky clothes that you have to take off, and because I don't know. So I dress to be comfortable. So I guess I probably won't be upgraded. But just remember that there could be a possibility. And if you use your frequent flyer plans a lot, then the chances are you're probably going to get them. You use your perks that you have, or you're a loyal flyer, you're probably going to be eligible to get upgraded before somebody else. And speaking of flying, ACT Adult Customized Tours, they are in New Zealand right now with a big group of people, 108 people.
I would like to see New Zealand.
Yeah.
I don't know what did it recently, but I don't know if I saw a picture or something, but it looks really nice there.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll put a Traveling with Francoise trip to New Zealand together, because I would like to. I have never been there either.
I was going to say, you haven't been there?
Nope, have not been there.
Looks very nice.
So I'm going to give it a try. Becoming very, very popular travel destination. And again, we have our Quartzsite trip, though. It's not like New Zealand. We're only going to Quartzsite, Arizona. But that is on January 31st. You can book your seat now, and then you can pay later. So just go to the website, Traveling with Françoise. There's a bus right there on the home page that will take you to the page for all the details. And I'd love to see you on the bus. And I'm also planning a trip now to Carlsbad to go to the GIA and Museum of Making Music and see the flower fields in May.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So that's more of an educational. The Quartzsite trip, no educational value at all, except to see Quartzsite. All right. On that note, we are done. We'll be back on December 3rd. We want everyone to have a great holiday season coming up. Enjoy your 4 days off or whatever it is. If you're taking off now until the New Year's, you can enjoy that as well. Again, we'll be back on December 3rd. I do have some shows playing next weekend. I try to pick some shows that you'll find fun and they'll move fast for you. So we will be on, but we will not be on live. So we'll be back December 3rd. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays out there. We'll see you back here on December 3rd. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.